World of Pub by Tony Roach.
Ladies?
Dodgy.
So, Barry, Gary, what's the problem?
What do you reckon, Dodgy?
It's a pub. It's empty and we're broke.
I don't understand, Barry. I thought this Cheers Bean pub would work a treat.
Why?
Because sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Well, this wouldn't be where you'd go then.
Why not?
Try it. See who you can name.
All right, all right. Well, there's John here.
My name is not John.
Joe?
No.
Michelle?
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's Dr. Fraser Crane. And I must say, I have never been so insulted in my life.
Oh, shut it, Crane. All right, I give up. What are the names, then?
This is Mr. X. The Shadow.
Hello.
And this is,
Don't tell him. Whatever you do, don't tell him. Let him guess. He'll never guess. I'll give you 3 days to guess. And if he can't guess by the end of the third day,
Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, it doesn't work now, I'm a celebrity. It's the price of fame.
Face it, Dodgy, the pub's empty. The whole Cheers thing, it's not working out.
It's like when you told us to open a friend's pub and all we could sell was coffee and everything stank of coffee and Phoebe kept singing that song.
Smelly pub, smelly pub. This is a smelly pub. Smelly pub. That's it.
Well, if this theme isn't working, let's give the pub another theme.
No, forget it. I've had enough of your stupid theme pub ideas.
Yeah, me too. They never work.
All right. Give me a for instance.
Yeah, I will give you a for instance. What about that pub for teetotalers, the fruit juice and furky?
Okay, yes, slightly flawed.
Or what about that idea you had camp pubs? Gay pubs, but for straight blokes who sound a bit camp.
That could work.
Didn't know.
What about the children's pub and the old people's pub?
Well,
there you go, old timer.
There's a frippin' bit. Keep the change, sonny.
Boy, this money's no good.
Why?
Well, it's old money.
Ooh, just because something's old don't mean it don't have no value.
It does in this case.
Oh, this is outrageous. Do you know who I am?
No.
Oh, neither do I.
So what are you trying to tell me here? That you don't want to give the pub a theme?
Yes.
All right. There's no need to pull a boat race, face. You look like you've been sprayed with boat race. Mace, I'll get on the boat race, case. Blimey, I haven't had this bad a time since when I watched the Oxford and Cambridge boat race. Debating society.
So what are we going to do then, Dodge?
I've got it. You got a function room, right?
Yeah, but it serves no purpose.
Why not?
I don't know, we just never found a use for it.
Well, maybe now's the time. Hire it out, make a bit of cash. Let's take a butcher's at it. Where is it?
It's over here. I'll show you. Just got to unlock the door. Won't be long now.
After you?
I'll just have to light this burning torch.
Why?
Well, the bulb went and I never got round to replacing it. Right. This is it.
Here, what's that noise?
Bats.
Ah, see. Well, this looks ideal.
Oh, you reckon?
Absolutely.
What, even though it's mostly alligator-filled swamp?
Yeah.
What, even with these rotten floorboards?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I reckon these could easily give way, and if they did, you'd fall right through to the cellar.
Gary, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. My fall was cushioned by my head.
I'll sort this place out in no time. Hello, Renovation Reg, a dodgy film. Fix up a function room.
Yeah, mate.
No, mate, Parker. He said he'd be... Reg.
Dodgy, I brought the team with me. This is Odd Voice Eric.
Hello. Very pleased to make your acquaintance.
Bubbly Brenda. And Edith Piaf.
No, rien de rien.
I take it time is of the essence.
It is.
Then we'll get stuck in.
Hello, your acquaintance.
Right, all done. I'll send you an invoice.
Now all we got to do is get some punters in.
How are we going to do that?
No prob. I've got a mate who runs an agency that specialises in this sort of thing. Oh, Sharon Stone him. Agency Allen, Dodgy Phil. Hire out a function room. Yeah, mate. Nah, mate. Etc. He said he'd fax over a list of clients as soon as... Here we go.
Who've we got?
Let's see. Next week we've got the mob convention.
What's that?
Well, that's when all the mobs meet up. Your angry mobs, your in crowds, your football crowds.
Hello. Is this the right room for the mob convention?
Who are you?
We're the unruly mob. Are we? I think so.
What's our chant?
What do we want?
Leadership spoons, France.
When do we want it?
Now.
Next week.
Not sure.
Yeah, we're the unruly mob, all right.
You're 2 weeks early. Get lost.
Right. Sorry. Everyone this way. No, this way.
Who else is hired out the function room then, Dodge?
Alcoholics Anonymous, Oliver Reed, the Essex Fighting Club, and the Pub Function Room Appreciation Society.
Not sure about that last one. So what's our first booking?
The annual East End Gangster Awards.
What?
Oh, pays well. £10 deposit up front and a cheque for 100 grand at the end of the night.
Yeah, but the mob in here.
Not you.
Oh, right. Sorry. Oh, I don't know, Dodgy. A load of notorious criminals under one roof. Sounds very risky to me.
No. What do you reckon, not at all motivated by money, Bob?
Cost you a tenner to find out.
There you go.
I agree with you, Dodgy. Although, Barry, I could be persuaded to change my mind for as little as a tenner.
Here.
Actually, I've changed my mind.
Shut up, Bob.
What if these gangsters cause trouble?
They won't. They'll be on the best behaviour. It's a very prestigious event and everyone wants to be there.
Nobody ever robs restaurants. Why not? Pretty smart, eh?
Pretty smart. I love you, Pumpkin.
I love you, Honey Bunny. Right, everybody be cool. This is a robbery.
Any of you mother...
Excuse me, Annette. Did you say robbery, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just that we wasn't expecting to be robbed today, yeah? Since it's the annual East End Gangster Awards, isn't it?
Oh, no, the awards.
Yeah.
I completely forgot and I haven't got anything to wear.
It's okay, Honey Bunny. I'll take care of it.
How?
Nobody ever robs costume hire shops. Why not? Pretty smart, eh?
Very smart. I love you, Aubergine.
I love you, Squiffy Liffy Widgypoo.
Oh, man, somebody shoot me, please, yeah?
You're a sadistic criminal who has shown no sign of repentance since arriving in this prison. And on those grounds, I deem you ineligible for parole.
But it's the annual East End Gangster Awards, and I've been nominated for the best serial killer.
In that case, parole granted.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery. I want a tuxedo and a frilly shirt and a nice dress, and I want them now.
Hey, I was robbing this place first.
Oh.
Sorry.
There is a bank across the road, if sir and madam would like
to go. It's all right, we'll wait. We'll wait.
Yeah, well, certainly, sir, yes. What is it they say on that, the fast show? Suit yourself, sir, suit yourself. That's not right, is it?
No.
Okay, listen up. I got your suits for the award ceremony. Now, you're Mr. Brown, you're Mr. White, you're Mr. Blue, you're Mr. Blue with a grey flag and a mint stripe, you're Mr. Orange, and you're Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're a faggot.
But Pink, why do I have to wear a pink suit?
Because Pink was all I had left in the store. By the time I got there, it had been robbed 28 times already.
Can't I have black?
Everyone always wants black. That's why there wasn't any left in the store. So pink it is.
Oh.
Anyway, I thought you'd like pink.
Yeah, I just have a camp voice, okay? I happen to be straight.
Yeah. Right. Alan sent over the guest list, so all we have to do now is open up. You sort out the food, and I'll do the door.
Oh, can't I do the door?
No.
Oh.
Look, it's a very complicated system, Gary. You have to rank the gangsters according to their hierarchy. You have to be able to tell if they're a boy, a main, a good main, a top main, the main man, a bloke, a good bloke, a top bloke, a fella, a good fella, a geezer, a diamond geezer, or, most important of all, the governor.
I'll do the food.
Just a couple of more repairs, officer, then we're all done.
You know, I've been a cop for 10 years, and I've never known the station be this quiet before.
Oh, I know what you mean. Suddenly, all the crime just seems to have stopped.
I don't like it. Too quiet!
What?
I said, it's too quiet!
I can't hear you! Use your megaphone!
Oh. It's too quiet! Yeah! Not a single incident all night! It's as silent as the grave! Maybe we should tell the chief! Oh, go out there!
Right, done.
Oh, cheers!
those guys working on anyway?
They were replacing the soundproofing.
Oh, what was wrong with it?
It kept making this loud creaking noise.
Oh.
Right, the governor should be here at any minute.
Dodgy Phil.
Hello, governor.
Good to see you again, Dodgy. Appreciate that little favour you done me. Here's your £10 deposit up front as agreed.
Sweet.
By the way, I don't want to see any police here tonight. If I see any police, there will be serious consequences.
More specifically?
Serious consequences of an as-yet indeterminate nature. Do I make myself clear?
Well...
Good.
Hey, Dodgy, I'm not so sure about this. I mean, what if the police find out?
There's absolutely no chance of that happening.
Right. You wanted to see me, Constable.
Oh, yes, sir. This might sound a bit strange, sir.
Yes?
But the thing is... We seem to have run out of crime.
Must be the annual East End Gangster Awards.
Right, ladies, let's go to work. Name?
Joe, Lilac Spongy Monkey Biscuit Gerard.
Sable 56, name?
Charlie the Hat Moriarty.
It's an unusual name, why did they call you that then?
Because I never wear a hat.
Fair enough. Next!
Crusher, cab voice, but clearly heterosexual, Harris.
Sable 28.
So what's this then, Chef?
I've created a special meal in honour of the occasion. I call it Gangster's Lunch. It's a delicate cheese salad served with a medley of bread offset with a light pickle sauce.
That's a playerman's lunch, isn't it?
No.
It is, isn't it?
No. Well, yes.
Fantastic. I love playman's lunches.
Next.
We're the Jets.
Table 6. Name?
We're the Sharks.
Other side, table 22. Next.
My name is Dr. Pandemonium.
Table 31.
You don't have anywhere I could leave my cloak, do you? You see, it's my special cloak of terror.
Yes, we've got a cloak of terror room.
Sounds ideal.
Name?
Johnny Dangerous.
It's not on the list.
I also go under the name of Mad Mick.
That's not here either.
I also use the name Mr. Smith.
No.
A.K.A. the Panther?
Sorry.
I'm a friend of John's.
Oh, get out.
No.
There's always one, isn't there? Right, that's... is that everyone there? That's everyone seated.
Look, I'm not really sure about this, Dodgy.
Gary. When am I ever wrong?
I'm Barry.
Oh, right. Look, Gary.
Barry.
Oh, yeah. When am I ever wrong?
Well, on a weekly basis, I'd say.
Look, you said you wanted more people in the pub.
But what if the police find out about this?
Even if they did find out about it, they'd never find out where it is. It's not like there's a big sign outside the pub saying annual East End Gangster Awards here tonight.
Constable, I want to know where these awards are being held.
Yes, sir. I brought in the usual suspect. Would you like to borrow it?
I've seen it already, thanks. Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
The award ceremony.
Oh, yes. You've got 48 hours.
Sir?
I've just remembered, you've got 48 hours. The Eddie Murphy film, you borrowed it, but you never gave it back.
Oh, yes, sir. So what are we going to do about these awards?
I'll give you another 48 hours.
Sir?
That's the sequel. It's not as good as the original, but you might as well watch it now you've seen the first one.
Okay.
So, where were we?
The awards?
Right, the awards. Now, how can we find out where they're being held?
Sir, one of the squad cars has just radioed in. They say they've passed a pub with a sign outside that says Annual East End Gangster Awards here tonight.
Excellent. Good work. Well done. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go down to this pub and we're going to arrest everyone there. We'll bust the whole East End in one raid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 72nd Annual East End Gangster Awards. And here's your host, Mr. Jonathan Ross!
Right, yeah, thank you very much indeed. Very nice to be here. Nice to see such a nice captive audience, or an ex-captive audience, I suppose. And nice to see that joke going down, probably down as well as a lot of you did, anyway. As you all know by now, it's been a terrific year for crime, he said, getting on with it. The figures for serious crime were up for the third year in a row. The Tate Gallery was stolen. The second great train robbery eventually took place after delays due to engineering work. And then, of course, there was the biggest crime of them all, the continuing career of Noel Edmonds. But seriously, it has been a great year, and of course we do have a lot of awards to get through, so I'll get on with it. The main categories include Best Assassination, Best Wobboy, Best Murder, Best Male Criminal, Best Female Criminal. I'm going to look forward to that one. Best Supporting Criminal and Best Foreign Crime. So let's crack straight on with tonight's first award. Here we go.
Oh, I'm really not very comfortable with this, Dodgy. We're dealing with hardened criminals here.
So their money's as good as anyone else's?
Hey, mate, have you got change of a £30 note?
Have you got nothing smaller?
I've got an £11 coin.
Never
mind, I'll pay by plastic. I've got Plastercard, Exos and Vaza. Here, pick a card.
Oh, right, thanks, Mr. John F. Kennedy.
And now the award for the best East End gangster film, which will be presented by Michael Caine.
Right, thank you. The nominations are as follows. Michael Caine for Reservoir Cockneys.
This guy, Mr. Blonde, is a psycho. He's the reason the place turned into a shooting gallery. He seems all right now, but he went crazy in the store. He started shooting everyone, and he was only supposed to blow the bloody doors up.
Michael Caine for Taxi Driver.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Because I don't see no one else here. And by the way, you were only supposed to blow the bloody doors up.
And Michael Caine for The Usual Suspect.
My name is Kaiser Soze, and not a lot of people know that.
Thank you. And the winner is, if I can just get this envelope open.
Allow me.
Thank you. And the winner is Michael Caine. Thank you very much.
I don't know, Gary. It sounds a bit risky to me.
Well, if there's any trouble, why don't we just call the police? All right, yeah.
We're going to need backup.
Yes, sir.
I want every officer in London.
Yes, sir.
Might not be enough. Better get me the SAS as well.
Yes, sir.
Actually, we may still be exposed. I want a small army out there. Get me the Bolivian army.
Yes, sir.
And some of those strongmen you get at the circus.
Yes, sir.
I just don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, for all we know, they could be plotting crimes right now.
What? On a night off? Oh, I very much doubt it, Barry.
Are you in for the job?
What job is this?
The job in Italy.
You're doing a job in Italy?
The Italy job. I told you about it.
Oh, the Italian job.
That's the one.
Yes, now I remember. The one where you were talking about shutting down Turin's traffic computers, stealing a load of gold bullion and driving it away in a fleet of minis. Yes, it reminded me of a film I once saw.
What film?
I think it was called The French Connection.
Dodgy?
Yeah?
Is that Christopher Walken talking to Joe Pepsi?
Pesci?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm really scared of them.
Oh, they're only actors, Gary. They're not the same as the characters, what they play on the screen.
Ah.
So I say to my agent, what's all this about? I only ever get to play psychopaths. Why do I only ever get to play psychopaths? What am I? Some kind of freaking nutcase? And then I freaked out and I pushed this uncomfortable hunk of metal up his ass. So now I'm looking for an agent.
You looking for a new agent? Me too. I told mine I want to play comedy. She said, no, you do psychotics. You ain't funny. I said, what do you mean I'm not funny? What do you mean? I ain't funny how? You don't think I'm funny? You don't think I'm a clown? I don't amuse you? I don't make you laugh? You don't think I'm funny? Not funny? Funny how? How am I not funny? Tell me what's so unfunny. Anyways, so I lose my temper. I kid my agent. I put it in the boot of my car. Bada bing, bada boom. I drive in the middle of nowhere. Put a bullet through her head. So now, I'm looking for a new agent.
Our next award is for the best evil supervillain. And to read out her nominations, she's not my idea of a blind date, nor my idea of a deaf old prune. Here she is, Cilla Black.
Thank you, Jonathan. Well, as you know, everybody, I'm a big fan of evil in all its forms. That's why I changed my name from Cilla White to Cilla Black. So it gives me great pleasure to present this award. And the nominations for Best Evil Supervillain are Dr. Pandemonium.
At last, the award is within my grasp.
Elephant Man.
Everyone's been so nice. I'm so happy.
And Wolf Man. And the winner is...
I win. Bow down before your new leader, mortals.
Yes, I'd just like to thank my mother and father and everyone who made this award possible. Thank you ever so much.
I'm really not very comfortable with this, Dodgy.
Barry, I really don't see what harm a group of gangsters are likely to do on a one night of the year when they all get together and drink far more than they should.
Yeah, but they've all got guns. I mean, what if someone starts shooting?
Not a chance.
Why not?
I put a notice up over the bar. Look, no shooting.
OK, has every officer got guns?
Hooray!
OK, and do we all like guns?
We love guns!
OK, let's use those guns. I meant when we get to the siege.
Oh! Sorry.
No, sorry.
What siege?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a very special award indeed. It's our Lifetime Achievement Award. As I'm sure you know, this is given to people judged to have made an outstanding lifelong contribution to crime. Past recipients of this award have included everyone from Agatha Christie to Richard Nixon. Remember him? Now, this year, of course, is a great personal honour for me, it says here, to be able to present this award to the one, the only, Mr. Quentin Tarantino! Very much. This, you know, is like a tremendous honor for me. I mean, I really admire you guys. I mean, you are like really, 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 really. No, you are absolutely so tremendously, really. What was I saying?
Everyone's all set, Captain.
Right. Tell the boys to screech into position, but tell them to screech quietly. We don't want to give ourselves away.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, screech quietly into position. Over.
And I believe we have a clip of your new film. Can you tell us a little bit, just a little bit, we're a bit pushed for time, Quentin, about your new film?
Yeah, it's like a remake of Casablanca.
Okay, thanks, Quentin, and here is that clip.
If that motherfucking plane leaves the fucking ground and you're not fucking on it with him, you'll regret it, motherfucker. Maybe not fucking today. Maybe not fucking tomorrow, but fucking soon. And for the rest of your motherfucking life. No shit.
But what about us, you dumb motherfucker?
We'll always have fucking Paris.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris.
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
No, man. They got the metric system there. They wouldn't know what the fucking quarter pounder is.
What'd they call it?
They call it a royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Quentin Tarantino there. Terrific stuff.
For the last time, Barry, the police do not know about these awards.
Yeah, but say they did. I mean, say they found out.
Even if somehow they did find out, which they won't, there is no way they could ever trace it to this pub. No way, no how. Not a chance. I'm just going to step outside for a moment.
Why?
I'm just going to bring in the sign I left outside.
What sign?
The one that says Annual East End Gangster Awards here tonight.
Dodgy!
Back in a sec. You'll never guess who's outside.
Who?
The police.
Oh, everyone, it's the fuss!
Well, that settles it. This place gets no more of my business.
I thought I told you lot, any cops, no dosh.
Dodgy!
Well, look at it this way. At least we got their deposit. I want our deposit back.
Yeah! Yeah!
And what happens if we say no?
Dodgy!
Well, I don't know, actually. What is the gangster etiquette for a situation like this? I'll tear their heads off and spit down the necks.
No, that's not right. Don't you have to cover them in petrol and set fire to their feet?
Is it that you meet them wearing a silly hat?
Well, if it is, then I, Charlie the Hat Moriarty, want no part of it.
Look, 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 it's irrelevant anyway. We haven't got the money here.
Why not?
Well, I've invested it in a pet.
Oh, yeah,
that's worth you over a period of years.
This is the police. Come out with your hands up. You are surrounded.
Oh, no. I've left my megaphone at home.
Megaphones. Get your lovely megaphones. And Wilkes.
I'll take one.
This is the police. Come out with your hands up. You are surrounded.
Oh, yeah, gonna make us?
Yeah.
We are.
Oh, yeah? You and whose army?
Me and the Bolivian army.
Has he got the Bolivian army?
I don't know. I'll have a butcher's.
Dodgy, what if it's a blazing gun battle?
I'm sure it won't be.
Well, Dodgy, you've certainly set my mind at rest.
It's the Bolivian army with some circus strongmen.
How many of them are there?
Couple of thousand.
Ooh, time for a blazing gun battle, then.
Oh!
We'll take the 1,000 on the left. You lot take the 1,000 on the right. OK.
OK. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
You didn't see LaFour's out there, did you?
LaFour's? No.
Oh, good. For a moment then, I thought we were in trouble.
Dodgy?
I'm all right.
Gary, are you all right?
Yeah. I got blown into the cellar, but luckily my fall was cushioned by my head.
Look at this place. There's dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah. All the police have been killed by the gangsters.
And all the gangsters have been killed by the police. What a senseless waste of not very innocent lives.
Well, looks like we're broke again.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. At least the pub is still standing.
Only just. A small gust of wind will knock it down.
Oh, my God! We're going to die!
What's your problem, not at all hysterical, Bob?
There's a small gust of wind, and it's headed this way! Run! Run for your lives!
I can't hear anything.
Why? Listen.
Dodgy!
Sorry, ladies.
World of Pub was written by Tony Roach and based on an original idea by Tony Roach and David Specchio. It starred John Thompson, Phil Cornwall, Alistair McGowan, Deborah Stevenson and Simon Greenall. Special effects were by Carl Phillips and Nick Romero, the theme tune was by Bill Bailey and the producer was Jane Batu.
Renovation, Reg.
Dodgy, Phil.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate. This is your lucky day.